Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy Podcast Network. I'm Mallory Kraft and I'm glad you're here. Hello and welcome to another episode of OKC Over Easy on the Spy FM Podcast Network. Today I have my new friend, IRL friend now, Chelsea.
Hi, what's guys. Hey, Mallory. So excited we're finally getting to hang out.
I know.
It's been a long time coming.
It really has. Like, we followed each other on social media for, like, a while. I remember reading your, like, Lost Ogle stuff and being like, this girl seems cool.
Oh, man. That was fun. That was a really great season of my life that yeah. I came in town not only to record this podcast, but also to hang out with my old friends, Patrick, Tony, and Marissa.
Shout out to all of those people.
Shout out to the OG Lost Ogle crew.
Yeah. That's the best. So we were online friends, and then I had noticed that you were always like talking about food or talking about the Food Network or talking about how you had an extra sous vide. Like on
that
your
is like
Twitter.
The epitome of like like I that's the most ridiculous.
It was pretty funny because she just tweeted out, hey, I have an extra sous vide. Like, does anyone want it?
Who wants an extra sous vide? I have an extra pasta machine, too. You know, any takers?
Okay, yeah, tweet at us.
Find me on Twitter. It's a giveaway. It's an OKC Over Easy giveaway.
That would be actually great.
Yeah, like tag five friends. You know, and then we'll send you an old pasta roller.
Put your favorite Thanksgiving like side dish in the comments. Yeah. Or like whatever.
Exactly.
This is a Thanksgiving episode. I'm having you on for the Thanksgiving episode. I usually post on Sundays, but I'm gonna post it on Thanksgiving.
And I love this day. Everyone knows the Friends Thanksgiving episode.
Yes,
How I Met Your Mother Thanksgiving. You know what I actually watched this morning while I was on the treadmill was, and I rewatched it, of course, because I've seen this season probably three times just because it was such a work of art, but the Thanksgiving Master of None episode.
I haven't seen it. Is it the second season?
Yeah, it's the second season. It's the one that, her name is leaving me right now, Denise, on the show. It's the one that she writes, and she's actually the first woman of color to win an Emmy for writing.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
For that episode?
For that episode.
Oh, cool.
And I mean, man, that it's funny. It touches your heart. Like, everything about that episode is incredibly compelling. Like, I know it's a little premature because the guy's, what, 5 years older than me, but I really believe Master of None is Aziz Ansari's magnum opus.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It is. I mean, he's at his A game. Streaming is at its A game. Everything about it.
We're in the golden age of television right
now. We are. And people don't realize it. I will stand firm, though.
Okay, I'll have to watch it. Is it a standalone? Like, you can just watch that one?
You could definitely watch that one.
Okay.
The only thing you need to know in advance is it's basically showing the lives of these two characters growing up. And the touchstone is Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So I think it shows about 5 years of Thanksgivings. Like spread throughout their lives.
That's so cool. I love a holiday themed episode. Like like you said, the Friends. Those are my like absolute favorite.
Which are your favorite ones?
So I really like the one with the trifle. I think when Rachel makes the trifle, it's just comedic timing, like at its best. I think all of the elements of that episode are just the funniest to me.
And when Monica and Ross's mom kind of shuts everyone up and tells everyone the harsh truth they need to hear.
Yeah, that's really nice.
By far the best. I think my favorite Friends Thanksgiving episode is the one with Brad Pitt in it.
Oh, that one's like second favorite,
the
probably.
The one with the rumor, I think is what it's called.
Brad Pitt, but it's like Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston, like a time gone by, you know?
Yes.
So, and it's also fun to like watch them. It was fun to watch them then, and it's fun to watch them now because it's like, oh, they're not together anymore.
Yeah, you can feel their chemistry, though.
Yeah.
I mean, devastating. Still very butthurt about the whole situation.
This is going to become a Jennifer Aniston, Brad Pitt, like, get back together podcast episode. No,
like,
no.
Let's die.
tweet me or, write on my Facebook page your favorite
Thanksgiving episode of your favorite show. I wasn't super into How I Met Your Mother. Like, I've seen episodes, but I couldn't tell you what the Thanksgiving episodes were about.
You know, How I Met Your Mother was one of those shows that I started watching on Netflix. Mm-hmm. It was kind of the perfect Netflix show. It was right when I was in college, so I really wasn't that far behind. Mm-hmm. And then finished the last, maybe 3 or 4 seasons live. Mm-hmm. It's one of those shows that it's a little bit like cheesecake. Like, I don't... It had a lot of the same great elements that both Friends and Seinfeld had. Mm-hmm. Friends being the premise, but it was so similar to Seinfeld in that they came up with a lot of catchphrases that people could really relate to, that they just nailed.
Wait, was one of them the one where he does, like, the slap, the Thanksgiving song slap? Okay, yeah,
that one's really good. I think there was two slapping Thanksgiving episodes, actually.
Okay.
After the finale, I took a long break, and then me and my husband rewatched it over the summer.
Okay.
And, like, just enough time had gone by that every episode seemed really fresh and funny and new. And
that's what we're doing right now. We're watching sorry if you tuned into this podcast to learn about food.
Yeah.
we have just become best friends. So
we have a lot to talk about.
No, we started watching, my boyfriend hasn't seen Parks and Recreation. So,
oh my gosh.
Yeah. So it's really fun. He hasn't seen that or The Office or Breaking Bad. I think I tweeted about that. So it's like, I get to watch, like, Parks and Recreation with him, but, like, enough time has passed that I don't remember. I mean, I remember it, but it's just so funny and, like, spot on. And one of those shows that's, like, the humor is never really super dirty. So it's, like, they don't take, like, the easy way out on the humor. So that's what I've noticed, like, on my rewatch or whatever.
Oh, but it's so smart. I mean, I feel like the second season of Parks and Rec is, like, some of the best television.
Yeah.
Again, a golden age.
I'm getting goosebumps right now.
Yeah. I guess we should talk about food.
Yeah.
I mean.
Well, let's talk about what we're drinking right now. So we're drinking a drink I made, but I messed it up. I'm not the greatest bartender. We're drinking Campari and Spindrift lemon flavor. So
I would call this drink we're having right now a poor man's Americano. We don't have ice.
Yeah. Ferris, can you hook me up with some ice?
We're using, like, lemon flavored Spindrift because we...
Don't have a lemon.
Yeah, slicing of lemons, like, in a studio and is a bit much.
But something I would do. I mean.
Yeah. I mean. Let's act like we haven't, like, done that before.
Sliced up lemons, like, by the poolside.
Yeah. I've done that with, like, a pocket knife. Sometimes a key.
Right. Yeah.
That can get the job done. I mean.
Just a really sharp house key.
We were all in college once. We all started drinking out of Solos, which is just the epitome of.
It's great.
You know, being 29 years old right now. Like.
I cannot stand this squeaky chair, so I'm going to stand up. So I poured a little bit of Campari in there, but it was a little too much, but we're powering through. I'd never had it before, and we were talking about it on Twitter yesterday, so we decided to taste it. But we also have some backup Coop Ale Works F5 and Native Amber because this episode is sponsored by Coop Ale Works. Thank you, Coop, for giving me that free beer.
And F5, I mean,
they're so good.
Everyone loves them.
Yeah, it's just a gift that keeps on giving.
It is. It's one of those beers that you open up you open up your cooler. It's always just like, it's like, what's going to be in there? It's like a box of chocolates. And you're like, oh, thank God, there's Z5.
We talk about your pantry for a second?
Oh, my God.
And all the beer that's in it. So Chelsea shared, was it on Snapchat?
Yeah, I think so. And on Twitter, I think.
Yeah. She shared on Snapchat and Twitter, she had reorganized her pantry, which is, like, my dream day. Like, if I could just do that, like, over and over again, that'd be great.
It was perfect. My husband left to go watch the Bedlam game. Uh-huh. And I was like, today I am going to redo my pantry. It's going to be great.
It was beautiful. And she had so much beer. I was so jealous.
We're beer people. Yeah. I mean, people are just like, oh, you're such a foodie. Like, what do you mean you don't have wine in your house? And I have wine, but I mean, I would much rather go to a brewery than a vineyard. I don't know. I can't explain it.
There's been some really cool beer stuff, like, coming out of Oklahoma City right now. So, like, they opened up the SoundCloud, not SoundCloud. That's what I put this podcast on. What's it called? Stone Cloud Brewery.
Okay.
a girl I work with, I guess her boyfriend had opened it. It's a really cool space. I went to the soft opening. It was awesome. They have some really like creative beers. And then there's a company out of Midwest City that does, it's a brewery. It's called Rough Tail. Okay. And they have some cool stuff that they've been doing. I've just been really impressed with them so far.
I'm really stoked for just the culture of breweries to come to Oklahoma.
Yes, yeah.
You know, you walk around Denver and it's so cool because there is just like a row and there are, you know, 15 breweries all in a row. And it's just such a nice way to spend a Saturday.
Yeah.
You know, they're all outside. You sit at a picnic table. You bring your dog.
Just hang out.
I was in Denver about a month ago. My brother-in-law is doing his residency there. And one of my close friends growing up, he and his girlfriend actually brought their cat on a leash.
Okay.
I've never seen that before.
We had a leash for our cat.
Did you bring it to a bar?
No, when I was growing up, she would not get on the leash.
I mean, I kind of loved it. He was kind of one of those friends that was like really cool, way cooler than I was.
Yeah.
And having this awesome girlfriend he has, he's doing wonderful boyfriend things, and it's just like fun seeing your friends in that different context.
Yeah, like, with a cat on a leash.
Yeah, with a cat on a leash. So it was a proud moment for me.
So let's just jump into it.
Let's talk about food.
Let's do the first segment is Eat of the Week. So I don't have an Eat of the Week. I want you to give me your Tulsa faves or your Eat of the Week or whatever. Just go for it.
Let's think about Tulsa.
I trust you.
So I will say Tulsa is a little bit behind Oklahoma City when it comes to restaurants.
Okay.
It's getting there, though.
Okay.
And something that I do appreciate is that they have a lot of kind of small, very interesting kind of food trucks or little pop-ups that are coming around and then expanding out and kind of taking the backwards entrance.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think it's really cool. Like, I'm sure that you guys have heard of Lone Wolf. I mean, me and my husband get, thank God they built that building. That's like the perfect place to get takeout. I'm sure you've eaten at Lone Wolf before.
I went up there. My boyfriend, it was his birthday, and for his birthday, he wanted to go to Lone Wolf. So we drove all the way to Tulsa. We ate at Lone Wolf, and then we came home. And
what'd
it was good. It
what'd
was
you
great.
Get?
I had the lemon grass chicken, fried chicken on the bun mi. And then he ordered the jalapeno pesto sandwich, and then he had the jalapeno pesto, like meatball.
The fried rice?
Yeah, like the bowl on the.
Yeah.
He got that too.
I was gonna say the meatball, like rice bowl.
Yeah.
And then they have this candied bacon one, too, that's delicious. Oh,
and then we got the kimchi fries, too.
Oh, man.
They're so good.
They make beignets sometimes, which is really cool, because since they were a food truck, it reminds me of the movie Chef.
Okay, I've never seen that.
Stop right now. Sorry, the podcast is over. We're going to pull that movie up on Netflix right now and watch it.
You're not qualified to do this anymore.
Yeah. I mean, such a great show. Such a good redemption story. I mean, I know exactly what you and your boyfriend should do this weekend.
Okay.
And please, like, text me right after because we have a lot to discuss about it.
Okay.
It's one of the better movies I've seen in theaters in years.
Okay.
And, you know, of course, that's another reason why I love food so much. You just have such strong memories associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember watching the movie and me and my husband were just, like, lit afterwards. We were like, this is the best movie. Like, oh, my God. Like, Jon Favreau is, like, so smart. This is wonderful. How heartwarming. And then we left and we went to this little hole in the wall called Tacos.
Honestly, most of the stuff that I like is at Trader Joe's.
Okay.
Okay.
Shout out to Emma's last episode where she said she hated Trader Joe's. I love it.
Do you love Trader Joe's?
Yes. I definitely shop there. Like, okay. It's not my number one choice, really, but there are some things that I'm like, it's just a convenience thing when it comes
absolutely.
To Trader Joe's. I would rather go to Crest, but it's just a drive.
Okay.
Yeah, for me. Yeah. And Trader Joe's is closest to my house.
I like Crest.
Yeah.
I mean, we kind of grew up on Crest.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, my
same.
Mom loves Crest.
Yeah. Crest or Winco right now is like my two.
Now, I've heard you talk about Winco, and I have yet to go.
Oh, my God. It's so crazy. Okay. It's like, literally, you will be like, what is this place?
The thing I remember you talking about is like there's a section for like doomsday preppers.
It's like dehydrated food. I'm not kidding. Like, and they have these big buckets that you can buy to like store all your food in. And they have like dehydrated like chicken and broccoli, and they have all these powders. It's like in the back where all the bulk bins are.
It's like another room.
Like there's like a bakery, and then the meat selection sucks. I have been going to Whole Foods for whatever meat that we need to get.
Okay.
So I wouldn't buy meat from Winco, but everything else they have, and they have like their brand, and then they have every other brand you could ever imagine there as well. So it's bigger than any grocery store.
Where is this?
It's on 39th. Okay. Expressway. It's almost to Bethany, but okay. It is crazy. Do not go right now. Like, if you're listening to this, like,
on a weekend,
on a Saturday afternoon, do not go there.
No, that will boil my blood.
I like Saturday evenings to go, like around 9.
Okay.
Now, I do keep my mace with me, like, in the parking lot, whatever, but I do like to go, like, when it's kind of late, because it opened 24 hours.
Sure.
Along with Crest.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'll keep that in mind.
Yeah. So,
but Trader Joe's.
Okay. Trader Joe's. I do like Trader Joe's. I will not frown upon Trader Joe's.
Yeah, like it, what you said about the convenience, that's exactly it. Like when I ever like first started cooking, I kind of went on this spree where it was like anytime I'm cooking, I wanted to make everything from scratch. And now with like a career and a wife and a kid, I'm like all about the convenience. Mm-hmm. So like the frozen orange chicken. Okay, like I had to take a break, to be completely honest. I could eat a whole bag of frozen orange chicken by myself.
We literally talked about this in the last episode. Like,
really? How awful it is for you? No. Don't think about it.
We won't. Yeah. I ate it this week. Like, it's good.
Yeah. It is good. Mm-hmm. Those kinds of things. I like kind of weird thing. I like to eat frozen fruit. Okay, like, like a snack.
Yeah.
And they're
mangoes.
Pineapple tidbits at Trader Joe's are the best, and you can't get those same way they cut it anywhere else. And I'm like guilty of being this complete creature of habit. I like what I like, and I want it from where I want it, and it has to be the way that like I enjoy it, because it's some stupid snack thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. But one time we got the frozen pineapple from like wherever else, and it was like,
it just wasn't the same.
It's not the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like the frozen mango. I feel like that's like it tastes like candy.
Okay. I've done the mango. Mm-hmm. Every now and then you get like a bad batch.
And you get like, a bad piece. It's like, it's like part of the core or something.
Yes. Yeah,
you gotta watch out.
Fibers.
You gotta watch
out
for those.
Yeah. You didn't think that would happen, but it does. Yeah.
It's like you can tell because I let it defrost a little bit, like before I eat it, just so I can tell which ones are bad and which ones are not bad. Yeah, but I like the frozen mango. I'll have to try the pineapple tidbits. I'm very guilty of buying frozen fruit, and it just sits in the freezer forever until we throw it out.
That's why you have to buy like the right kind. Like, don't go trying to eat like frozen whole strawberries, because you just like break your teeth.
That's disgusting.
You know, and like actually frozen blueberries, they like don't really have a ton of flavor.
Yeah.
They just stay in your hand.
The frozen raspberries are good. I like frozen raspberries with like yogurt. You can put it in like in the refrigerator, and all the juice melts off it. It's like super tangy.
This is like a blog post waiting to happen. Like, the best frozen fruits that you could eat, like
we should
rank from best to worst.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. Yeah. You should put that on your website.
Yeah. Okay.
I had your website up yesterday at work when I was like, I mean, I was doing my Gulfport work, obviously.
Yeah.
I had your website up yesterday at work, and somebody came in. They're like, what is that? I was like, oh, just like some amazing food photography.
Thank you.
Like so beautiful, and you have it set out like really nice. We talked about this when we were at coffee. Like, we just really appreciate when someone puts a lot of thought into their website.
Yeah.
You know, because sometimes
absolutely
you have some bad fonts, you have some not right-sized photos, but definitely we appreciate whenever you have, like, beautiful restaurant photo, like, quality pictures, things like that.
Yeah.
So,
well, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
I really appreciate it.
So the next segment is restaurant review, which this isn't really restaurant review. This is, we're talking about a new restaurant. And I have a couple of things to say about the Paseo Arts District. So the same day that Mexican Radio was announced, 84 Hospitality, which is Empire and Goro Ramen and I'm on like the forums
Pony
now.
Boy,
Pony Boy.
Revolucion.
Yeah, Revolucion. They are opening a restaurant, and it's in the old Craig's Curious Emporium location. Did you ever go into Craig's?
No,
oh,
I don't think so.
Oh, man, and, it's and, the best.
Okay, now they just moved to 23rd Street, right? And they inhabited that dance studio.
Oh, my God. It's
okay.
So, Craig's.
That's about as much as I know.
Let me tell you about Craig's. Craig's is a wonderful place. It has all the magical things in the world that you could think of. So there's crystals, there's like there's home decor, there's
when you
sage,
say home decor, what are you talking
like
about?
Like pillows? Okay. Like they have lots of pillows there.
Like I'm thinking you're about to start talking about like
you gargoyles.
The, yes, okay, yeah, like all, you stop so, yes, at that at like that travel center on your way out.
Mm-hmm. I need to have actual gravy.
With sausage.
With sausage, mm-hmm, and an actual breaded chicken fried steak. And you have to have hash browns.
Okay.
Because a lot of rest breakfast places will give you what they call country potatoes.
Which is like a brunch potato.
Like the little square ones?
Yeah, I like those.
Home fries.
Home fries, yeah.
To me, home fries and country potatoes, the ones that I can tell if they're out of a bag, because I've seen those bags. They're like kind of orangey looking little nugget, mm-hmm, potatoes.
I can see what you're saying.
To me, that's one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse is country potatoes. I don't like it. But I have to have hash browns. So I went to Sunnyside. I got the chicken fried steak and eggs and hash browns. And they were doing gravy. And I was like, yeah. And they said, do you want it on the side? And I was like, no, I want it everywhere.
Yeah, just like, all
if
over.
If you could take that and gravy and put it on everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then they brought, because they brought biscuits, because there's biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
And I was like, I actually would rather not have the gravy on my biscuit because their jelly is so good.
Oh, I didn't know. Pro
tip. They have pro tip. I forgot about the pro tip. Pro tip.
Pro tip.
Sunnyside jelly is homemade and it's delicious.
I didn't know that. I really liked it. And I've heard kind of like mixed reviews about service and all sorts of stuff. But I kind of went a little bit late. I think my meal was over at like 1.
Was it during the week?
It was on a Sunday or Saturday. Oh, it was on a Saturday. But it was great.
Did you get in pretty quick?
I probably sat outside for 20 minutes. Mm. But it was like a nice day. I was just
like
chilling
on my
phone.
You can just walk in.
In the mornings.
Just whenever.
Yeah.
My favorite part, I got to tell you another pro tip about Sunnyside. I don't know if this is in the girls' bathroom or not, but this hangs on the wall in the boys' bathroom.
Okay.
It is a cross stitch for the listeners. That is just a square with a designer on the outside that says, it really tied the room together.
But I will have to go visit the women's restroom.
That is a Big Lebowski reference.
Oh, okay.
That it's my favorite thing in a bathroom in Oklahoma City right now.
That should be a power ranking. Like, what's the best
you
thing?
You can do the best and worst bathrooms in Oklahoma City. I think it's been done. And did you ever go to the conservatory? For a concert.
No, I haven't.
Now it's 89th Street Collective. It's mm-hmm. on Western.
Okay.
That, by far the worst bathroom.
I would.
It's like train spotting bad.
I would say before they redid it, the women's restroom at Edna's.
Oh, yeah.
Was
yeah,
really,
bad.
Really bad. Because they had a curtain, one stall, and that bar is big for one.
There's a lot of people
stall.
In there, yeah.
And the line would be crazy. So I was there, and I used to go to Edna's a lot in college. But they recently redid the bathroom, like within the past like couple years. So there's a door on the stall. Everything is brand new. There's a brand
new
toilet.
It's just one. It's like VZD's up the street. Did you ever go there before they redid it?
I don't think so.
VZD's. I mean, it was like the ceiling. I'm 6'2", and I'm. Pretty much had to duck.
Yeah.
And like there was, you couldn't get to both areas of the bathroom without like running into the other guy.
Yeah.
And then they've redone it and now like the ceilings are 12 feet tall and you can mm-hmm. turn around in a full circle. But
yeah, they redid it and it was nice. I was there the other day for my friend's birthday and these girls were like, I can't believe there's only one stall in here. I'm like, you should have seen it before.
Like, you kids.
You should have seen it in my day.
I think I aged out of it as I haven't been.
I mean, it wasn't a great crowd, but anyway.
So that was your eat of the
week?
That
was eat of the week. Eat of the week was Sunnyside Diner. Get the fried chicken in whatever you get.
Chicken fried steak, too.
Yeah, chicken fried steak.
I've got eat of the week.
You have an eat of the week?
I've eaten.
Yeah,
week
say
too.
It. Go. I prepared. Go for. Oh, yes. He was like, I listen to the podcast.
I do. Yes. I'm a listener, and I've been thinking about my eat of the week.
Okay. Perfect.
All week.
Go.
You've talked about pho restaurants on the podcast before. I have two favorite pho restaurants.
Okay. And since I'm taking notes too.
Since I'm vaguely under the weather for the last 2 weeks, I've been eating a lot of pho.
Okay.
It's what makes my heart sing.
Good.
I have two favorite pho restaurants for different reasons. Pho Khao Do,
yes,
is just north of 23rd. It's on 24th Street in a little strip center next to the barbershop.
Mm-hmm.
They have by far the best broth.
Okay.
Like, it's a, you can tell it's just been back there rolling for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Best broth ever. Now, when I get pho, I like it to make it a little bit spicier, but I don't put sriracha or the Korean barbecue sauce or any of that, the bullhead barbecue or any of that in it. It's the only word I know in Vietnamese. It's satay.
Okay.
It's a chili oil paste. Mm-hmm. And when I was in Denver, there was a pho restaurant that called it Southern style pho.
Okay.
Or South Vietnamese pho or something like that,
mm-hmm.
which I've debunked from a lot of my friends. But I couldn't figure out what it was called, so I just had to be like, it's a chili thing. Finally, I got somebody to tell me it's called satay. And you'll order your bowl. I do the beef brisket and then the tendon. I like the tendon because it's chewy.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pho Khao Do has the best broth. Their satay,
yeah,
it's not as good. But you go to Pho Linh Hua, which is the traditional, everybody's go-to.
Everybody's,
the broth is great. I mean, it's good, but their satay is amazing.
Really good.
The cool thing about Pho Linh Hua is where we've been this week is you get in there, like we were going to go to a movie at 6:30, and you get in there at like 6, and you can eat like a large P16 and be out in like 15 minutes because it's like
they just like turn right it out, turn it over the tables.
So my eat of the week is either one of those two pho places, Pho Khao Do and Pho Linh Hua, and I think that's the only place we've eaten. Well, I had a Tucker's burger earlier this week.
I still need to revisit Tucker's. What?
Have you not?
I've been, but I didn't like what I had. They don't usually have it at Crest. They'll have it at Whole Foods. They'll have it at Sprouts.
Yeah.
They'll have it at Natural Grocers, wherever. But those kind of like specialty produce items, sometimes they don't have at the Crest on 23rd and Meridian, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, but if I'm going to go to Edmond, they'd probably have eggplant or jicama or whatever there. You know? But that's not up to us. It's up to the Twitter followers. So if you guys want to go on, the poll will be up. At OKC Over Easy and go vote, and then whoever makes it will be in the final two.
Oh, finals.
It's like, that's real. Yeah. Crest and Sprouts is like real.
That is like, if I had to pick two, those are my top two.
Yeah.
So this was tough.
So it's Uptown Grocery and Super Target.
Okay.
We don't know
top
who.
Final four.
Yeah. Final four is stacked. Uptown Grocery, Super Target, Crest and Sprouts. So you guys go on and vote, and then we'll be at the finals, and this thing will be over really soon. But I'm also having a wrap party, so you're obviously invited. I mean, you guys aren't, but even all the people that have been
unless
on.
You're cool.
Yeah, unless you're cool and like
and not creepy
and like want to get like unless you're Hideaway Pizza. And you want to cater this?
You are welcome. Anyone who wants to cater or sponsor alcohol, like Byron's
Wants
to sponsor us.
Shout out to all of those companies if you want to sponsor the wrap party. And that's it.
Lots of shout outs.
Yeah, that's it. Do you have anything else to say? You can follow Erica at Bacon and Braids on Instagram and also Twitter. And you have a Facebook page?
I have a Facebook page. Yeah, if you want to like my page on Facebook, I have very few likes.
Go like her page, you guys.
Facebook's kind of like, Instagram is my jam.
Yeah.
I have the most followers there. And then Twitter and Facebook is there.
She also has a food blog that goes like way in depth about everything.
Yeah, baconandbraids.com.
Mm-hmm.
I go into a little more detail there. Full reviews and lots of pics. So.
She just posted about the ramen place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so go read that. Follow her. And she's got some awesome food pics.
And if you get inspired to go anywhere after you read my blog, then to like give your waiter a shout out. Be like, oh, I heard about this place.
On Bacon and Braids. Oh, that's a good idea.
I'd appreciate that.
Yeah. Go do it. But that's pretty much it. If you guys want to follow me, I just have Twitter, OKC Over Easy. I also like post on my Snapchat a lot, but it's also like my personal Snapchat. So if you want to find that, it's on my Twitter account, which I feel like is kind of weird. I should probably have a different Snapchat, but.
Oh, mine is too.
Okay. Yeah. I'm like, I have like pictures of like cats and then I have like.
Yeah, it's like mine's mostly dogs, but right. Sometimes food.
Sometimes food. And yeah. So that's pretty much it. The next time you'll hear from me, we'll be doing the finals. So look forward to that. And thanks for listening. Bye.